initially, you see, everybody, politicians, police force, myself, believed this would be sorted out in a couple of days because it was so outrageous that it couldn't be allowed to stand. You know, the leader of a foreign power should threaten with murder a British citizen who had committed no crime in his own country and send, and you know, demand that killers go and carry out the sentence. That'd be crazy. Couldn't be allowed to happen. And the police said to me, just choose somewhere you want to go to lie low for a couple of days and just let the politicians sort it out.
And instead of a couple of days, it was 10 years.
Ten and a bit. Yeah. And then I was told that I couldn't go home. I mean, there was this sort of story around those days that I was offered this endless sequence of government safe houses. Well, if there were such things, I never saw them. It was always made clear to me that it was my business to find places to live, except that I couldn't live in the place that I actually owned. And it was just a constant nightmare.
And so you now embark on a long period where you are living all the time with police officers. Mm-hmm. It's quite an intimate form of imprisonment,
yeah,
in a sense.
Well, it was usually four, two protection officers and two drivers. I had to rent houses which could accommodate. I mean, I had to rent essentially a four-bedroom house for the police before I had a room of my own. Mm. And not just that, but it couldn't be a terraced house. It couldn't be a house with a visible entry and exit point. You know, those had to be concealed. It would be better if it was freestanding in its own grounds with gates. And then sometimes I would pay 6 months' rental for these places, and about 3 weeks later they'd say, oh, well, the house has been blown, you can't go there anymore. And I'd have to rent another place and throw away all that money. But quite often, I was in relatively small spaces, you know, and that meant that we were all pushed together quite a lot. And I think it was very difficult for them, you know, because these are men of action, you know, not used to being still and secret. And because, you know, the normal protection that's offered in this country is not concealment. You know, they simply escort people where they need to go.
Yes.
And they would often say to me that this isn't what they were trained to do.
This is hanging around.
Yeah, they were trained to protect, not to conceal. Mm. And so I think that hanging around was beyond tedious and difficult for them.
Yes.
Me too.